what day it is and what time it is. It is, obviously, it's Wednesday on the East Coast, and you didn't call in or link in to find out what day it is. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This is the Inside Hour. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, this is
every
Robert
Tuesday
Lee,
night,
the host of
I guess it's Wednesday morning in the East Coast, 12 midnight, 9 o'clock Pacific, and 7 o'clock, I'm sorry, 6 o'clock Hawaii. It's been a very wonderful, uplifting, very revelatory week. I hope it has been for you, too. There's been so much going on, and I want to share with you a little bit of my revelations tonight and concerns for what's not only taking place in my life and yours, but basically everybody's. And I think it's a community and a communion that I'd like to speak on tonight a little bit. And let me get some business out of the way first before we do that. Reverend Roxy, by the way, has got the night off. She is actually in Hilo tonight on errands because she's preparing to fly out from the Big Island to join me in Sedona, Arizona for the third annual Raw Festival Spirit Fest, the Raw Spirit Food Festival. How about that? That's a cool title. There's going to be about 3,000 people there. That's what is projected, and I understand that there's probably nearly 100 speakers. Yours truly is one of them. And let me just go over the schedule while we're on the topic before I just thank our sponsors. Starting Friday, October the 12th, and by the way, you can get all this this schedule of events on my upcoming schedule, and Reverend Roxy's preparing to leave. I'm preparing to go away for about a 2.5-3 week journey here, too. I've got several dates to share with you. The first one is the Sedona, Arizona event. I'm speaking Friday morning. I think it's about 11 o'clock in the morning. Be there for Friday, October 12th. At the large event, and this is an outdoor event, and we're going to have, I'll be on the main stage with Scott Huckabee. Scott is, if you don't know anything about Scott, you've got to get his new album. Scott is the universal guitarist of the spiritual renaissance. He's awesome, and his music is amazing. You can't imagine that this music is coming out of one person playing solo, a guitar, and there's no special effects in a studio that's taking place. This is all live. His new albums are fabulous, and he is in concert also. Something extraordinary to view and to listen to. So I'm going to be on stage with Scott on Friday morning, October the 12th, at the Raw Food Spirit Festival in Sedona. And then I'm going to be sharing a little bit of an overview on the Love Code. The Love Code musical revelations, the musical healing revelations, the electromagnetic frequencies of sound, that if you were blessed, like as I was and Reverend Roxy was last week, to hear Dr. Bill Deagle talk about his revelations concerning genetics and electrogenetics and how the DNA is actually an antenna to the Creator and how it's all a manifestation of music, hydroelectrified divine frequency vibrations manifesting out of the closest thing that you're going to ever touch on this planet, closest thing you're ever going to touch and experience on this planet to God is water. So hydroelectrified DNA is charged with the Holy Spirit flow, and we had a wonderful show last week. If you haven't clued in to it or missed it, go to the archives. I'll mention BBS Radio in a minute when I thank our sponsors. But at any rate, this is what Scott and I are up to, and the Love Code Musical Healing Celebrations is what we're going to be performing in a number of places. I'll give you another. The next one is coming up in Hawaii. It's going to be in Hawaii on the week. It's Dr. Horowitz's special Hawaiian spa retreat vacation. So if you deserve a vacation and you've got the blessing of about $2,411 as a suggested donation, that's what it's basically going to be costing us to put it all together per person. Come to the Big Island. Fly into Hilo. The best way to get there is by Oakland. ATA has about $350 round trip from Oakland to the Big Island, and we'll pick you up from the airport, and we're going to have a fabulous week there. Scott's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Reverend Roxy Hampton's going to be there. Victoria Bliss is going to be there. She's the secret trainer, and we're going to have a lot of wonderful, blessed healing times at that retreat. Before then, this week, coming up after the Sedona event. I'm talking about Monday, October 17th. I'm going to be in Sandy, Utah at the very interesting meeting that Carol Tuttle has put together that deals with how to manifest prosperity. You're concerned about making more money. She's got the Manifesting More Money Boot Camp, and she's asked me to come in to share the divine revelations concerning the musical mathematics of how everything is manifesting out of math. Out of manifest, of course, the great creator, of course, you got to give the great creator, give it up, as Reverend Roxy says, to the great creator who's blessed all of us, but it's a mathematical system that manifests prosperity in all ways, not just money, but in health, happiness, as well as your family and community, which is the subject of my little discussion tonight. Winnipeg, Manitoba. Now, we have a very, very, very special event coming up on Saturday, October 20th. Avena Originals, they've got the Reclaim Your Health Seminar happening in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. That's on Saturday, and I'm going to be speaking there, I understand, for 2 hours. I'm joining a number of featured guests, experts, doctors who are presenting a lot of wonderful information about healing and in-depth investigative reports about what you should know to be at the forefront of the not only the messianic age, which is really the topic of my discussion along with community, interrelated topics, community, communication, communion, and this whole concept of the messianic age where we have peace on earth. You know, we're going to be a lot of healers. We're going to need a lot of healers. Subject is, or you know, we're engaged in the end times. Prophets have been accurate pretty much so far. The Bible has been pretty accurate so far. And that we're now engaged in a time where we can expect a lot of people to be sick and even dying. So that your challenge, your opportunity is to be that all that you can be, that be able to be that Holy Spirit flow that literally manifests the Creator's musical mathematics in another person's Holy Spirit-filled temple, lifting people from the dead, healing them miraculously. And that's really what the people at Avena Originals have asked me to discuss along with. They want to talk about some of the bad news. They want to talk about still waking some folks up who haven't been woken up to the genocide that's ongoing under the guise of public health and national security. They want to talk about West Nile virus sprains, and they want to talk about vaccinations, the HPV vaccine, and all these other hideous, mutational, intoxicating formulas that are being injected into our children's, mostly bloodstreams, under these guises. The medical deities think that they're doing something good when, in fact, they're operating as Manchurian candidates, injecting mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, formalin, as well as MSG and other toxic ingredients like phenol, polysorbate 80, into our children's bloodstreams, all toxic chemicals for certain, and many of them potentially carcinogenic, especially when you inject foreign RNA and DNA from various species into anyone's bloodstream. You can expect this to be certainly a risk for cancer, if not ultimately a clear inducer of cancer. Now, it's a matter of your immune system. Can it function? Can it identify the difference between you, your body, and this foreign agent? This foreign protein, this foreign genetic material, this mutated cell that's now taking over in your body. Well, yep, most of us, by the grace of the Creator, have a powerful immune system. So that's what keeps us, the average person out there listening. You folks have, on average, 500 cancer cells growing in your body right now. And that it's your blessed immune system that keeps you healthy and fit. And it identifies the difference between you and not you. So if you don't know who you are, then how can you expect your immune system to know who you are? Can't figure it out as well. So the fact is that you are a Holy Spirit-filled Creator's child, and that ultimately you have the power to manifest miracles, and that's what happens when your immune cells, your white blood cell bodyguards, identify these things when they're operating and they're not intoxicated, and they can operate correctly. They literally save your life almost every day. So this is, again, what's going on, the miracle inside our body. We're going to be talking about these kinds of things at the Avena Originals Reclaim Your Health Seminar Again, that's Saturday, October 20th, and there's Charlene is a wonderful, wonderful sister who's up there. She's got a telephone number here, evenings and weekends. You can reach her at 403-755-0797 if you want to get in touch with Charlene, who's the one of the organizers for the Avena Originals event. We've got a change of venue. We're going to have, and I've been working feverishly, as you probably have, if you've been keeping track of me and being a listener to the Inside Hour, you know that I've been engaged in the documentary film called In Lies We Trust. It's subtitled The CIA, Hollywood, and Bioterrorism. And it's an offtake on the government's new 24-hour television preparedness network, they call it, HHS Television, which is encouraging you to prepare for biological weapons attacks and nuclear explosions, besides of the run-of-the-mill natural disasters like the super hurricanes and the super twisters. Well, you see that what they tell us leaves a lot of room for accuracy reporting and op-ed editorial commentee. So I've created about a 2 hour and 30 minutes, it's growing every day, it's 2 hours and 30 minute documentary called In Lies We Trust. We screened it, had a world premiere of it a couple weeks ago at the Crest Theater, beautiful, beautiful theater in Sacramento, and we got a lot of wonderful people there and a lot of wonderful comments. And I was thrilled to come back to Idaho to the studio here and begin to make the changes consistent with what all the loving-hearted people had directed me to do. So now we're going to have an upgraded version of In Lies We Trust, and we're going to be screening that at the Panada. We've got a change of venue coming up. We're going to let you know where that is, but if you're anywhere in the northern Idaho area, November the 2nd, Friday night, November 2nd, we're looking for a screening and a group of people to watch the In Lies We Trust documentary. And by the way, you can call this toll-free number to order your copies. They're free gifts, and we're asking for donations, obviously, to continue this work. We ask for your blessings and support. Besides your prayers, we greatly appreciate your prayers. If you can make from your heart an appropriate financial contribution to our organization and to the ministries that operate on behalf of humanity and the end times prophecies coming true and bringing you this kind of information weekly and in the books and tapes and DVDs and CDs that we've been putting out for many, many years now. Call this number. Order as many copies as you like of In Lies We Trust. Should be deliverable. You know, I need your prayers. I'd love to be able to finish the whole thing by Thursday morning when I have to leave for Sedona. So, you know, it's going to be a couple nights I'm going to be up, and I need your prayers to get everything to fall into place perfectly. And I appreciate that. And other than that, we're going to be shipping. We're promising people to ship somewhere between 2 and 4 weeks copies of In Lies We Trust, and we ask you to please make copies of them and then distribute them to everywhere, far and wide, family, friends, professionals, healthcare professionals, university professors. Get it to the students. Get them to screen it. Go to your local cable stations and get them to play it. Contact the free speech television people and say, hey, we've got a great DVD for you to watch. It's very, very important. It's very powerful. And, you know, if you hear me say that it's very powerful, I can tell you that that's not an understatement. When you see this, you're going to be totally amazed at the documentation and the multimedia presentation of this information. So we're also looking at a Las Vegas event currently on the schedule, and this may change, too. This is a tentative booking in Wednesday, November the 28th. In Las Vegas. Again, there's the December 27th, Thursday, December 27th, plan to fly in to the Big Island of Hawaii. Let me just tell you some of the things that we're doing. This is an all-inclusive week package. It's the best vacation and education value in Hawaii, I assure you, and maybe best in the United States. I'm going to be there. Reverend Roxy Hampton's going to be there. Scott Huckabee's going to be there. We're going to invite a number of other experts who are amazing people. I'm going to surprise you. I won't mention their names, but you can plan on being with us for a full week, spa retreat, on the Big Island of Hawaii. We're going to have, obviously, healthy meals, breakfast, optimally organic. Reverend Roxy is going to be serving up some of the most magnificent meals that you've ever tasted, including her world-famous sorbet made from real cane juice, fresh squeezed, and you're going to watch her squeeze it from fresh squeezed cane. Daily meals, besides that, lectures and evening presentations and musical events. We're also going to have the availability of private health professional evaluations, consultations, therapy sessions, as well as massage sessions. We're going to take some hiking adventures. We're going to go on some yoga retreats and classes, and we're going to be having some great breakfast at a friends and colleagues yoga retreat not far from where we are. We're going to go on a tour. I love to call this the Creator's Art Class. We're going to go on a tour of Volcanoes National Park, and I'm going to show you the Creator's frequency, vibrations, manifestations, and the divine forms that move the lava into new land. You're going to see all of that. We're going to take you to some beautiful parks. We're going to show you some of the most magnificent waterfalls you've ever seen, and one of the highlights, we're going to go swimming with dolphins. So if that sounds like something you'd like to participate in and do, of course, that's besides breathing the breath of the earth, drinking the breath of the earth, the most powerful, spiritually filled water on the planet. I assure you, it will be hard for you to find any more powerful and most purifying, uplifting water anywhere on the planet. That's what our staple is on the 27-acre magnificent estate that the Creator's blessed us with on the Big Island of Hawaii. So join us there for that week. Again, the week is December 27th, Thursday through the following Wednesday, January 3rd. Fly in, plan to fly in if you want early and stay late. That's fine. We'll make arrangements somehow, and we'll give you some suggestions as to other places that maybe you'd like to tour a little bit, vacation a little bit, do some sightseeing around the Big Island. We're planning to do that with you, but if you want to spend a little bit more time with us, that's great. We'd love to have you. That's toll-free number. Is 888-508-4787. That's toll free, 888-508-4787. And ask for Jackie. Jackie will give you all the information, and we would put you directly in touch with Reverend Roxy Hampton, but she, as I said, is going to be traveling quite a bit over the next week to 2 weeks too, so we'll both be on the road. We've got some other events coming up. Besides that, obviously, you want to go to drlenhorowitz.com, the schedule there. Check out the schedule. It will link you to also that website to probably about 18 or 19 other websites that we have that we've been posting very important things. We get probably 3 or 4 calls a day in our office for people who are concerned about vaccinations and how to get the children out. Oh, by the way, I've got some breaking news. Actually, we were supposed to produce a press release on this today. I've been working on the documentary, so I have been negligent and essentially not able to get to doing the press release of this breaking news story. I think we've won. I'm not totally certain, but it looks like we've won in Hawaii. The issue of the tuberculosis skin testing, if you have not heard our previous programs broadcasting on the fact that our ministries, our affiliate organizations and ministries have drawn the line in the sand to protect your spiritual religious rights as a sovereign, as a spiritual sovereign, to decide whether or not you are to be injected, infected, intoxicated, and polluted by vaccinations and tuberculosis skin tests, which also deliver foreign bodies, foreign proteins through the skin, into the bloodstream, foreign chemicals, phenol, polysorbate 80. This is what the tuberculosis skin test is. And by the way, the win is associated with the whole industry moving away from the 100-year-old toxic test called TB Tyne test into a quantiferin gold, which is a new test that simply wants your blood and your children's blood. And you do that, and you give them your DNA. And because it's the antenna to the Creator, and they've now got your special, unique, individual, energetic blueprint of who you are, that means through scalar and electromagnetic frequency vibration technology, they can take you out. So if you don't think this is an important topic and really an important win for us, you better think again. At any rate, the Hawaii Department of Health officials have allowed the first person in the state of Hawaii to let their child go to school without that hideous test. That is what we've been fighting for the last 5 years now. And we've been involved in litigation, and it's been expensive. So if you wonder where your money's going when you order from the toll-free 888-508-4787, you wonder where the money's going with all the books and tapes and DVDs that you're buying from us, know that it's all going for humanity and our last rights to remain the free, sovereign, spirit-filled people that we are, rather than the brainwashed, mind-controlled slaves like the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical industrialists want you to think that popping magic pills to cure every ill and injecting yourself because you and the Creator can't stand new infectious diseases that they've prepared in laboratories to take out two-thirds of the world's population in these end times. Well, guess what? Your only salvation is to do what I'm telling you to do. That is, A, recognize the truth, B, avoid the risks, and C, get with your Creator, and fast, furiously fast, and solidly. So this is the word of advice and wisdom. And so we've really, I think we're about to start some celebrations. You know, you can win some battles, you can win some wars, but there's a big picture unfolding, as I just mentioned. And this, however, would allow, for example, my family to return to Hawaii. Right now we're in northern Idaho. We're in exile from Hawaii because I have a daughter who's a social butterfly, and she does not want to homeschool. Despite all of my efforts to get her to homeschool, this young, independent, very talented, magnificent firstborn of mine, Elena, who's at age 9, wrote a book. If you haven't seen a book, and by the way, holidays are coming up, and you should think about getting something really beneficial for your children and grandchildren. Call toll-free 888-508-4787 and get a copy of Elena's book called The Tlaitilam Tree. It's an acronym. The letters stand for, Tlaitilam stands for the love you take is equal to the love you make. It's a magnificent story. I cry at the end because these children get it together, they start to love each other, work together, they're able to harvest the fruit of all the earth that grows on a magical tree that will not allow them to harvest the fruit until they love each other and work together. Is that a lesson for us, or isn't it? So that ultimately, you know, I cry in the end because they take the fruit back to their villagers, and the fruit, just like it says in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, in the end times, once again, the crystal clear water will flow through the rivers and streams, people's bloodstreams, whose banks will be lined by the trees, whose leaves bring about the healing of the nations. So this is what happens in the end of this magnificent children's book. And everybody is healed naturally, which is the way it should be. Let me then, first of all, thank our sponsors. We're almost halfway done the Insight Hour, just going over the schedule. And I want to thank, first of all, Don Newsom, BBS Radio, for putting us on every week, putting up with us. I know they're busy and we're busy, and, you know, I wish we had about 4 or 5 clones. Maybe I shouldn't wish that. I don't know if that's godly or not. Don, what do you think? Is that a godly thing to clone ourselves so that we can break bread? I haven't even met Don Newsom. You know, he runs the network. We've been buddies now for, I think, going on 3 years. And the reality is I've never met this man. I have never had the opportunity to do what I'd like to do, which is give him a big hug and a kiss. So Don Newsom, BBS Radio, and if you look at bbsradio.com, you'll see there's dozens and dozens of hosts that deliver fabulous programming that you can't get anywhere else. And all Don and we are asking for you to do is donate a couple bucks a month to have access to all the archives. There's a lot of life-saving, uplifting information in there. And so please consider bbsradio.com as your source for programming. I'd say shut the television off. The hypnosis machine's got to go. It's a time to wake up to the truth, and the best media to do that, you're listening to it, BBS Radio. The Other co-sponsors of the Insight Hour, I want to thank HealthyWorldDistributing.com. Go online if you want to see what my life over the last 25 years has been like, what I've been doing. The fruit of the labor, and that's how you should judge me or anybody, is through the fruit. What do they produce? Have they saved any lives? Have they blessed anyone? Have they uplifted people? And have they served humanity and the Creator to the best of their ability? Well, I've tried to do that, and you can be the best judge of that by going online to www.healthyworlddistributing.com and see the many fine books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products, healthcare equipment. I highly recommend now, if you don't have a Rife machine, if you don't have a Miracle 6 for your family and your community, that is your circle of friends, if you haven't gotten together with those folks and said, you know what's really important, what we should get is a Rife frequency generator called the Miracle 6. Dr. Horowitz's organization sells it for about $1,800. It's worth not only that, but much, much more. It's so simple to use. It's so easy to program. It is a wonderful blessing because you can take it with you where you travel. It's very portable, and it's very professional. It's good for everything from your average layperson to healthcare clinics. And so get the Miracle 6 and use it. There's certainly not a week that goes by that it's not used in my family at least two or three times by somebody. We have five in our family. And somebody's always got an ache or pain or cold or something else, sprain or this or that, or a fear of cancer or a fear of something else. And you know what? Because you're music, because you're a divine, digital, bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of the Creator's love, frequency, vibration. How do you treat that? I program my Miracle 6, and you can do that with yours too, with a 528 hertz love frequency. It took me about 30 seconds to do it. And I'm a dummy when it comes to following technical directions, and I was able to do it. That means you're able to do it. And so I did that the other night for myself. I gave myself a blessing. Here's what, I'll just give you an indication. This is the way you should be thinking about your own healing. So this is kind of like, I try to walk my talk. I don't always do that, and it bothers me when I don't, and I get on my own case, so I don't need to hear from you. But the reality is, I was, up late. And when you're sitting in front of computer screens, by the way, and when you're sitting next to a cell phone and you've got a cell phone to your ear, this cancer stick, new technology, that there's a frequency resonance coming off of that. And I can tell you that the alternating current system is operating at about 66 hertz. That's 66. That's the Illuminati symbol, isn't it? That's Philip 66. Route 66, America's Highway. You know, the origin of that stems from the 666 and the core creative frequencies that we revealed in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and further really demonstrated its use in the multinational corporations logos like Exxon. That XXO in the middle of the EXXON is 666. And, of course, it was the Rockefeller brothers that created Route 66, America's Highway. Related to Philip 66, because ultimately the royalty of Europe, as you probably have gathered by this point, if not, you've got a lot of reading to do. Royalty of Europe and banksters of Europe who were in control of the ancient sacred knowledge about mathematics and miraculous manifestation decided to bury it and secret it from the masses so that they can manipulate, coerce, enslave, and kill people at will. Well, we've been dealing with that bad news for a while, and we're getting beyond the bad news into the great news. The great news is the gospel, the modern gospel, and that is the revelations for salvation, spiritual uplift, that is making you in your Holy Spirit-filled temple, your body, impregnable to these frequency vibrations. The only way for you to do that, listen to past archive shows on BBS Radio. I've shared this a lot on the Insight Hour. The only way for you to get really protected, to walk in the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil, and be completely protected by the Creator's angels, is by entraining to the musical mathematical matrix, which is akin to the kingdom of heaven in the religious world. So the kingdom of heaven is near. It's right here. It's around you. It's inside you. It's uplifting and crystallizing and manifesting you right now. That's why you are a digital, that's a number, mathematical, bio, that's biology, bio-holographic, holography, bio-holographic, precipitation, crystallization, manifestation of divine frequency vibration. So that's who you are. We have the revelations and the science, not just the scripture any longer. We've got the science to prove it. So the revelations of this is, you know, comes clearly at a time of urgency where now we have approximately two-thirds of the world's population who've been so snookered and suckered into the mainstream media boob tube that they're brainwashed, they're mind-controlled, they're enslaved. And you know what? They're not alone. You are too. So am I. The reality is, if we've grown up in Babylon, which we have, this is Babylon. Earthly plane is Babylon. And you get whacked on your butt, you come out of the birth canal, and right away you get traumatized instead of loved, nurtured, and uplifted. The whole thing on this earthly plane, you know, the truth in your heart will tell you it's so, is it's insane here. Totally, completely insane. So there's two things that you can do. One is you could kill yourself. Get it over with fast. Save your family and friends from suffering. Two-thirds of the world's population are on their way out. The other option is get with the spiritual program. Get with the spiritual uplift. Go for the salvation. Become the leader in that field. Become the leader in the electromagnetic field of the blessed Holy Spirit flow that uplifts, sustains, and manifests miracles left and right all over. And once you're tapped into that, once you're entrained in that, and that's how all healing comes about. It's an entrainment. It is a harmonization with the frequency vibration of divinity that does the healing. Now, all of this, I can tell you, if you're listening out there and you're a skeptic and you're a scientific brain, and you, like I, have gone to various academic institutions to get certifications and degrees up the yin-yang. So now that we're so smart that nobody can tell us anything, if you want to see the scientific documentation to prove my point, read the book DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. We're just about to go back to press with the new edition of that. But the reality is that it's going to have the same information. A couple typographical errors here and there are going to be cleaned up. That's going to be a blessing. But the reality is that the documentation is there and the references are there. The scientific references where you can research what I just said to be the truth. That is that you're a miracle manifesting, precipitating, crystallizing, harmonizing with the divine frequency vibration which comes. At the center of it comes love, and that's what's vibrating at 528 hertz frequency. That's the love tone, 528. If you look at the electromagnetic color spectrum, do your homework. Join the physicists who have proven the point. 528 is close to dead center on the entire electromagnetic spectrum of energy. At the center of the energy of the universe, is 528. It is green. It is the reason why everything around us, our whole planet Earth, is green with life. The chlorophyll molecules that take the sun's energy, the closest life form to the sun, hydrogen, pulsing the electron flow through that green substance called chlorophyll to create the sustaining power for all of life. Do you realize that every living creature is sustained because of chlorophyll? And chlorophyll is chlorophyll because it is in touch with the Creator. It's fully green. Now, in Hawaii, I'm going to show you. You come out to Hawaii, I'm going to show you some of the most magnificent blue-green algae that you've never, ever seen in your life. magnificent. This is growing right in the breath of the earth in the lava-heated steam saunas. We have Hawaii's only lava-heated steam saunas there where we're breathing and bathing in the breath of the earth. And they're growing in this natural, magnificent steam sauna is this most magnificent color, green algae. And, you know, it's just a stunning, magnificent color. But that's the center of your heart chakra. You know, you have an energy center or a vortex of energy. Dr. Deagle was kind enough to share with us last week on the Inside Hour that he believes that there are not simply the normal chakras. There are at least 12 chakras. There are not seven, there are 12. And there are several that are unrecognized, just like we have just now been tapping into the full nine tones of the original musical scale. Today we play with octaves. You know, I was doing some homework today looking at the 440 frequency, the A tone, the A tuning that the Roman Catholic Church instituted for humanity's enslavement. And that's what you're listening to when you listen to radio. Now you can begin to understand why I highly recommend that you get Jonathan Goldman's Holy Harmony CD or Scott Huckabee's Walk on Water CD or Live Love in 528. Even if you're into rock and roll and getting energized by music, you know, the type of music that you can play, any kind of music, with the Creator's tones. And I would highly encourage you to do that. And I would highly encourage you, just like I would tell you, the cancer sticks, put them down. Those cell phones, leave them alone. If you have to use one for whatever reason, make sure that you got it on a speakerphone and away from your head. And the reality is it's putting off at a barren frequency, just like 440 hertz. And I was doing the homework today looking at the differences in frequencies. And, you know, they couldn't come. The Roman Catholic Church could not have instituted a more dissonant frequency for tuning than 440. It's about halfway between the, 417 is A, then the B is somewhere around 475, and 440 is about halfway between the, and it's not a B-flat. It's not a B-flat. It's really the farthest you can possibly get from a whole note interval. So this is what's fascinating, is that humanity in Babylon is enslaved. Everything about this place, from the way we think, actually, we don't think. We actually respond to stimuli in an automatic manner. All the cues that we've taken on, all the thoughts that we have, all the learning experiences, the freedom can only be manifested from the heart. That's my latest thesis. Let me, in the last few minutes here, let me integrate this into my sharing for tonight, dealing with community and communication and communion. The reality is that so many of us now are waking up to the reality that we've been deceived. So many of us are waking up to the reality check that, you know, the American dream, you know, it's nice. It's certainly better than starving, being a starving person in India or elsewhere. And although those people starving are our brothers and sisters, and we need to realize that to the extent that they're starving, we're starving too. And then when you wake up to the capability that we have for sustainability, when you wake up for the fact that we don't have to pollute the environment if it wasn't for the suppression of the true energy sources, like Tesla talked about, the natural energy forces, hydroelectric energy, the whole concept of running even engines, gasoline engines, converting them to hydrogen fuels, and the realization that you could burn water in an engine. And I've seen now a half a dozen. I've met with about a half a dozen researchers and engineers and inventors who have created this technology, and I've watched it work. So it's not a matter of it not being available or us being capable of developing it. It has been suppressed deliberately by those insane people that have offered us the American dream and have suggested that we go from the beginning, that no child shall be left behind from what? From becoming illiterate and insane. Not literate in the sense that we're being taught in schools. I don't even have the time to go into how hideous the public education programs are, and even the private schooling today. I don't even have time to do that. But when you begin to realize the revelations and the truth and the science that speaks to what I've been sharing here, the fact that we are these divine, blessed, musical, mathematical manifestations, and that this technology is a creative technology. It is the core creative frequencies by which everything is created. And therefore, this is being a new revelation. It's old, sacred, secreted knowledge that is newly now being revealed for humanity's, the remnant's, salvation. For those who have ears to hear and eyes to see the documentation, to be uplifted and be present and be accounted for and response able for manifesting the utilization of these divine frequency vibrations for the messianic age, for the 1,000 years of world peace. Now you think about that. We have about 5 years left before the Mayan calendar ends. Many of you listening now to my voice have been feeling this for the last couple weeks. Something is happening deep within your heart and your soul, and there is this incredible opening. And yet at the same time, there's a releasing and a letting go of the deceptions and the illusions. And those delusions have to do with the fact that all of this unhappiness, all of this dissatisfaction, all of these little fears and concerns, you know, you've been taught about probably the lesson of let go of the small things. Don't focus on the small things. Let them go. Bless them, forgive them, whoever's involved, and let it go. Well, you know what? It's all a small thing. Everything is a small thing compared to communing with the Creator. Everything is a small thing compared to the fact that we have a whole planet, that we have a whole planet is in gross deception. They've been manipulated and mind-controlled into believing that they're less than who we really are. From birth and trauma, through this hazing process they call education, where instead of collaboration, we have competition. Instead of communion and this production and sustainable production at that, we have this unbridled consumption. The whole totality of consumerism is a con. The revelation of these divine frequency vibrations placed against the setting of insanity, you realize we have a lot of work to do. You realize that it's all small stuff out there. You got to let it all go. You got to turn the television off. You got to get with the program, and that's the big program. All those little things on Earth compared to the universe and the frequency vibrations that are manifesting everything in perfect order. This is what the word is. The sound word is sound. Sound is frequency, vibration. Vibration is mathematics. The musical mathematical matrix of the universe is perfect. That's the big picture. That's who we are. That's the opportunity we have before us to not simply entrain with, be blessed by, be uplifted, restored, harmonized, and sustained by that love and that harmony with love, but to take it to the level of planet Earth, where we've got 1,000 years of world peace, we've got a messianic age that we've got to prepare for, and it's up to you listening. It is by no accident, it is by divine appointment that you tuned into the Insight Hour tonight to get this message. It is a calling of the highest, most divine love to participate in a transformation of this planet that's unprecedented in Earth's history and urgently needed for the remnant and the future. When you realize that humanity is at a choice point. We stand at the brink of annihilation. We stand at the brink of civilization's termination. The opportunity right now is to say, look, that's insane. That's the past. I'm going to take the truth and run with it. I'm going to take the truth and grow with it. I'm going to take the truth and use these revelations to restore and recreate everything in Babylon that's insane. And folks, if you don't think there's an opportunity here, if you don't think there's a market here, if you don't think there's for entrepreneurs and engineers and educators and physicians and healers and people of all walks and faiths, if you don't think that this is an opportunity, I think you might as well take a shotgun out and blow your brains out right now, because there's nobody home worth saving. Now, I say that as a realist. I say that as somebody who would love to save and has done the work to save hundreds of thousands of people through my work. By the grace of the Creator, I've been blessed to do that. And I tell you now that for those friends and family who have been closed to you and closed to the truth, it's time to let them go if you already haven't let them go. And don't hurt yourself. Don't blame yourself. Don't give yourself a guilt trip over it. Don't be in fear because of it. Be at peace, because that's where we're heading. The Messianic Age heralds the coming of the real Yisrael. The real Zion, or Sion, is where Yisrael means the lion lies down with the lamb. That there's none of this political controversy. That there's no division of the sheeple to separate the flock. There's no separation of rich and poor. There's no separation of black versus white. There's no hatred between Jew and Gentile, Christian and Muslim. That's the old insane world. We have to think about not only for ourselves and our children and our families, and our future families, this truth being not only registered, but lived. And we have to do that in community. No man is an island. I can't do it alone. You can't do it alone. Together we can do it together. And this is the whole concept now. As we engage these revelations and we realize the insanity and the lunacy of the Babylonian hypocrisy, and we start to come out of her lest we be infected by her plagues and electromagnetic frequency dissonances, then we come out and we've got to join hands. We've got to work together. We've got to march proudly and assertively into building Yisrael, building our future, building the Messianic Age. And that can only be done in community. So this communication tonight holds that word, communication, community, communion. It is vitally important that we begin to integrate all of these levels and understandings to be able to prepare, as we've only got, as I've said, by the Mayan calendar, about 5 years. By other prophets, whether it's Native North American prophets, the wise elders, whether it's the Hindus, whether it's the Christian prophets, whether it's the Jewish prophets, it doesn't matter. They've all been saying the same thing. We've engaged now in what is obvious. These end times are the beginning times. It's an opportunity. By the way, get the DVD documentary called The Love Code. Get the Love Code 2-hour DVD documentary by calling a toll-free number. Again, it's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. The reason why I want you to get that is not only it'll lay out a greater in-depth understanding of what I've just shared. You begin to integrate it on a much deeper level. But also, it features Nassim Haramein, who is a brilliant researcher. I'm going to do my best to get Nassim to join us in Hawaii. He's in the Kona side of the Big Island of Hawaii. He and his beautiful wife and family are there. They have a fantastic institute there, and they're doing absolute cutting-edge physics and energy dynamic research. And his presentation is absolutely vitally important. He tells us and he shows us, based on mathematical and physical analyses, and this is a man who's taken Einstein's field equations and published them and republished them utilizing factors of torque, spin, velocity to come out with a whole understanding of the physical universe and its structure, which he says is a double toroid. It's like two donuts, one on top of the other. And he says, you know, right around the year 2012, when the Mayan calendar ends, the planet Earth and our galaxy is going to be at the very top of that top donut. And we're going to jump through that hole. We're going to fall over what he calls the event horizon around that time. And of course, as you heard Dr. Deagle talk last week on the Inside Hour, and you can join Bill every day after Alex Jones on Genesis Communications Network. Also listen to Jeff Rentz, a good friend who's, I should have told you, in Portland, we've got an event coming up. I'll mention that before we finish tonight, honoring Jeff Rentz and having some fun with the Love Code Musical Healing Celebrations in Portland, Oregon, on Friday, May 23rd at the Portland Airport Hotel. I think it's the Hilton Hotel in Portland. And that's Saturday is going to be the Love Code Musical Healing Celebrations with myself and Scott Huckabee. That's on May the 24th. But the event in Hawaii, I'm going to ask Nassim Haramein to join us. Nassim says that at the 2012, we're going to shoot through this event horizon and polarity is going to change. Bill Deagle, who I mentioned just a moment ago, says that the whole change in our orientation in relation to the universe, all the planets that are now beginning to manifest in the cycle that we haven't seen for millennia, is going to be creating a energy change, dramatic, within us. And many of us are feeling that. And this is what this Inside Hour has been about, really. It's a response to the energy change. It's a response to the understanding that we are part not only of a human family, but a broader community in the sense of nature. And that the way the universal balance, the way that the universe is operating, we're all connected. Everything is connected musically, mathematically, harmonically to everything else. You can be engaged with that great blessing and go with the flow, or you can be in sin, what the religious world calls sin. It stems from the Greek archery term, to be off the mark. You're not on the bullseye, you're out of the flow, you're out of the sync, you're in dissonance, you're in stress, you're in fear, you're in all of this stuff that is part of Babylon. Lunacy and insanity that we're going to leave behind. Well, that's just about it. So I want to thank again Don Newsom, BBS Radio. Join us again every Tuesday night on BBS Central, bbsradio.com for the Inside Hour. Make sure that you check out the archives. It's $2 donation per month. That's quite reasonable for that magnificent information you're going to get by having the archives available to you. I want to thank Healthy World Distributing. Go online, healthyworlddistributing.com. For any of the books, tapes, DVDs, CDs that I've mentioned on this program, check out the healthcare products. It's flu season coming up because Halloween's coming. Not only is the weather changing and the ion energy is changing, but so is the sugar. Blood sugar levels are changing. Stay away from the garbage. Tell your children to stay away from that garbage. They can go trick-or-treating, just give a candy away to some, I don't even know where to give it to. I think you should throw it in the garbage when they're not looking. But the reality is that the blood sugar changes, the acidification of the body temple is going to cause all these colds and flus, and if you're now going to get sick, I'll tell you, you've got other things to worry about, like the mycoplasma that leaves people hacking and coughing for weeks, if not months. That's circulating, as well as other new germs. So there's a flumonia factor formula, lomation root extract, black elderberry package that I highly recommend that you get, particularly for this flu season. It's at healthyworlddistributing.com, healthyworlddistributing.com, or it's a new website. It's up, healthyworldstore.com. 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 And there are some beautiful DVDs, videos that you can stream and download, and musical segments from Scott Huckabee's work. And there's just a lot of stuff happening, folks. I thank you so much for joining us every week on the Inside Hour. I forgot to mention, tonight there was a toll-free number available to you. Next week, if you want to join us with a question or two, call 877-876-5227. In the meantime, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Again, I'm asking for your prayers, folks. I got to finish this documentary, In Lies We Trust. The CIA, Hollywood, and bioterrorism has got to get done. I'm leaving in 2 days for Sedona. Please pray for me so that I get this done, because I've got other work to do. I love you very much. Thanks so much. Have a great week. Bye for now.